Broadcasting live from the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in the ASTD International Convention and Expo.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, ASTD 2014 International Conference and Exposition in Washington, D.C. Stone, how you doing?
I am doing well, and the gentleman that is keeping me from my lunch table, but I still suggest it's going to be worth it. We have with us Principal Consultant with Highmark Consulting. Please join me in welcoming to the program Mr. Mark Simon. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello. Glad to meet you guys, and glad to be here.
Highmark Solutions, what are you out there doing for folks?
I am an independent training consultant, so I go place to place and I do training consulting and basically do a variety of different things. A lot of e-learning development, but also I'll do an onboarding program and I'll do whatever is needed pretty much. I've been in the training industry for well over 20 years, and I won't date myself too badly there, but a variety of different things.
What's your favorite thing? If you could do one thing.
You know, I really do like e-learning development, but I do like a splash of facilitation. I got to admit, I like
a little
talking
ADD.
To people.
You got a little. You can't just do one thing, can you?
I've got a lot of issues, and we could probably go there.
Yeah,
but
maybe offline.
That sounds like maybe a better plan.
So, do you have a sweet spot though, an industry or a collection of organizations that just seem to really you really lend yourself to the kinds of issues that they're facing and the kind of training that they like to design and deliver?
Yeah. So, I have a master's degree also in instructional design, and so I feel like when I go into clients, I can address a lot of strategic issues in addition to maybe some of the tactical ones. I try real hard to at least start on the strategic level and try to get those questions answered about what's your overall goals, you know, what are you trying to do here, what's your objectives, and so on and so forth.
That's kind of important, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Ideally, you get that first, but a lot of people are just, okay, you know, I can develop the tool. You know, I can work with this tool, I can work with that tool.
Sometimes I have a hammer, so everything's a nail.
Right.
Absolutely.
You
got to
watch that.
Absolutely. That's a great phrase, and it's a common mistake for sure.
So I got to ask, how does the sales and marketing thing work for, you're kind of a small shop, right? You're a one-man band, and you bring in other folks if you need them. Are you out there shaking trees, knocking on doors, or have you built your practice to the point where your phone's ringing? How does that piece work?
That's a great question. I work on the premise of stumbling into work, pretty much.
Sounds like the Business Radio X method.
Is there a book on that?
Stumbling 101. I think there's a college course on it now. No, honestly, I don't do marketing almost on purpose. I do write articles. I enjoy writing articles on a variety of different topics, and that gets my name, I guess, out there a little bit. And then I do presentations as well. And I think between doing presentations and doing articles, that's my marketing key. And then I'm also aligned with one of the e-learning vendors. It's iSpring Solutions. They make a PowerPoint-based e-learning tool. And, iSpring is just a great company with a great product. And by, I think, hanging out with them a little bit, I alienate a few people. But I think that also puts me on the map in terms of, networking, if you will.
And probably doing good work probably helps, too.
That's a great point. No, absolutely. And that's really the key point, maybe, is actually coming up with samples of your work and things that you've done that will prove, okay, here's my work, and it's differentiated because of, if you look carefully at the work, hopefully you see the differences between maybe my work and my things that I've done versus others.
So when you go out and you land a big opportunity, and now you can't do it all, and you need a specialist in these, category 1, 2, and 3, how do you go about vetting those folks and securing them? Are there people that specialize in that, or you've built up this this stable, if you will, over the years?
Yeah, so, the project management aspect of almost everything that I do is a key component.
Right.
So you really have to sit down initially and, again, do some sort of strategic plan. And, the old failing to plan is planning to fail sort of idiom. What's the right word there?
Smart thing to do.
Yes, there you go. So I really try hard initially to scope the project correctly and talk about what the objectives are and make sure that, you know, because your client oftentimes hasn't scoped it exactly the way that maybe I can see something
like
that
almost
they're not
never
seeing.
Actually, let's be honest, Mark. Almost never. Right? I mean, you get these RFPs and you're like, dude, the first thing I want to do is help you write your RFP. Then we can talk about the work, right?
Yeah, right, right. Believe me, I've got a wide variety of clients. I've worked with Forrester Research up in Cambridge, and they're very sophisticated and very smart people. But I've also worked with others, let's just say, quote unquote, who aren't that sophisticated.
Where there's opportunity to help them.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, all right. So you identify your needs, you do this planning, and then you've, over the years, I'm operating under the impression that maybe partially by virtue of coming to meetings like this and getting to know folks, you've got some go-to people in various disciplines that'll help you execute on these projects. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, it's one of the most beautiful things about going independent for me personally is I'm now talking to people like Joe Ganchi, who's a big player, if you will, in the tool market. And I had a great exchange with Diane Elkins. And these are all people that I read about and that I see in published periodicals.
They're
or whatever.
Reading about you too, Mark.
That's right.
Maybe. not maybe so much. But because I'm out there speaking,
right?
You know, they probably know a little bit about what my backgrounds are and what my values are and what tools I like and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it goes both ways.
Yes, it does. No, I agree. I don't think my name is necessarily out there more than, you know, really it is. I have the opportunity and, really it's a blessing to be able to go out and to be able to speak before people. I've always said that I'm in training because I love to help people, and it's absolutely positively true that, you know, I'm here to try to help people. And when I do presentations, it really is not about me. It's about them. And I'm trying to basically I'm trying always to help them somehow and have them walk out of a presentation with something that they can use to better themselves. And, I think that's a good philosophy to use, as opposed to, geez, this will be a good opportunity for me to get my name out there. I'm
right.
Certainly aware of that, but that's not my objective.
Now, it sounds like you're kind of a lifelong learner, that's important for you to stay up to speed of all the stuff that's going on. Do you have any thoughts about what's ahead? Do you see anything on the horizon maybe you can share?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm in the tool space a lot, e-learning development tools. And I, based on a lot of the e-learning development that I've done, I've used almost all the tools. So I'll go into a client and I'll use Captivate, and then I'll use Articulate, and then I'll use Adobe Presenter, and so on and so forth. In terms of trends, I see the tools as getting easier and easier, and I think that's great news for every instructional designer that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I see instructional designers. I teach in the UMass Boston instructional design program, the graduate program there. And I see instructional.
You just real quickly drop that. That's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. So that wasn't on my profile.
I don't read that stuff before the show. Are you kidding me? No, but isn't that? That's kind of a big deal.
It looks good on paper. I will say that. I'm an adjunct professor, which means
Very cool. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but that, for what it's worth, this 10, 12-minute conversation, I'm now impressed.
Oh, it took a while.
But you got me. I'm there now.
Okay,
go ahead.
No, this is good. This is good. But the funny thing in teaching at this program, and it's a great program, by the way, if I could put in a little plug for UMass Boston.
Yes, please.
The thing is, I see instructional designers coming from all kinds of different backgrounds, Nobody goes to a four-year college and gets an undergraduate degree in instructional design, as far as I know.
Right.
Right. So they were in HR, and they decided to go into training. They were an engineer, and they decided to go into training. They come into training from so many different walks. And then when you get into developing the training for an e-learning front, you don't want the tool to be in your way. That should be the least of your concerns. And mm-hmm. So the good news for instructional designers who are not always technology, gearheads or whatever you want to call them, the tools are getting easier and easier to use. And I think that's a real positive thing moving forward.
All right. So how are you going to attack the balance of this conference?
So let's see. I'm kind of riding it out. After this, you know, my conference is pretty much over.
Yeah, so you're this going is to the highlight.
Oh yeah.
This is it, man. Once I get on the show.
No, I actually still have a number of booths that I want to visit. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to the Brain Shark folks. They're kind of a funny company. Are you familiar with Brain Shark at all?
I've certainly heard
a lot of people talking about them.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, the funny model.
Now we have to send them a bill because you mentioned them on air, but it's all right.
Well, while you're over there, again, write you a check and send it back.
My heart and all my alignment is with iSpring Solutions. And by the way, if people are listening at all and they haven't tried iSpring Solutions, you know, you really, you're missing something because.
We knew their website.
Oh, iSpringSolutions.com?
Oh, okay. There you go.
I won't go that far.
That would be silly.
Or perhaps I just
did. All right, so you're kind of coasting through the rest of it. You're going to catch up with some folks, maybe visit a few booths, go talk to the Shark folks.
Yep. I'm all done with baseball games and things like that. We did go into a Washington Nationals game last night.
Oh, cool.
Tons of fun, despite the fact that it was pouring rain the whole time.
Now, if somebody went to learn more about your firm, you have a website?
Actually, I do not, believe it or not. I know.
Man, you're quite the contrarian, aren't you?
Did I mention I work on stumbling as my marketing sort
maybe
of philosophy?
Maybe they'll just see you around town.
That's great.
Honestly, the msimon@highmarksolutions.com will get them to me. And I'm, you know, honestly, if you Google, because I've done a couple of presentations here and there, you could probably find my name out there and so on and so forth. But again, I don't know if I'm here to promote myself as much as, you know, again, trying to, take it in and promote others.
Fantastic. Well, this has been a fun conversation. Thanks so much for coming by and hanging out with us, man.
Really glad to be here. Thanks so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of ASTD ICE 2014.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.